Persian, Punjabi, Madrasi, Parsi, nor anything else known to ethnologists. He was simply Danadar, and declined to give further information. For the sake of brevity, and as roughly indicating his origin, he was called the Native. He might have been the original Old Man of the Mountains, who is said to be the only authorised head of the Teacup Creed. As some people said that he was. But Danadar used to smile and deny any connection with the cult, explaining that he was an independent experimenter. As I have said, he came from nowhere, with his hands behind his back, and studied the creed for 3 weeks, sitting at the feet of those best competent to explain its mysteries. Then he laughed aloud and went away, but the laugh might have been either of devotion or derision. When he returned, he was without money, but his pride was unabated. He declared that he knew more about the things in heaven and earth than those who taught him, and for this contumacy was abandoned altogether. His next appearance in public life was at a big cantonment in Upper India, and he was then telling fortunes with the help of 3 leaden dice, a very dirty old cloth, and a little tin box of opium pills. He told better fortunes when he was allowed half a bottle of whiskey, but the things which he invented on the opium were quite worth the money. He was in reduced circumstances.